Hello everyone, this is Neo School English, a podcast in which we bombard you with super cool words. I'm Lucas, I'm the manager here at Neo School, and with me, as always, I have...
Joanna, I'm a secondary school teacher, and I teach English on a daily basis, but here we are doing podcasts for you. And our topic today is COVID.
Super cool topic.
Oh, exactly.
Joanna, you forgot to mention that it's only the two of us today, right? I mean, I forgot to mention. Sorry. Yeah, because we started bombarding you with super cool guests all the time. And then we thought we feel a bit, you know, I don't know. We have to come back to the roots and just do it alone again. So we need some alone time with Joanna. And this is it. Maybe the topic isn't the best because what is it again, Joanna?
It's COVID.
It's COVID. Everybody's talking about COVID. Like, it's been a year. It's been a year now.
But... I think it's actually pretty cool that we are mentioning it right now because it's like the anniversary almost. I think it was last week.
Yeah, it makes so much sense now. Now it makes so much sense. It's a good thing that we hesitated for such a long time.
Indeed.
We didn't do it before because now it makes so much more sense. Yeah, and the COVID thing has been with us for more than a year now, actually. But lots of my students have problems with words in English when they want to talk about COVID-19 in English. Nobody has a problem with the word lockdown because that's... We talked about this with Alex last time and it was... it's a Polish word. Everybody knows this, yeah?
Yeah, we borrowed it.
So we want to help our listeners with some words that are very popular when it comes to COVID-19, but you know, people are sometimes afraid or they hesitate when they have to use them. Okay, Joanna, what is your first word?
Well, my first word is not really popular, but I think it's worth mentioning that the vaccine was actually a milestone. So my word is a milestone because it's such an important event and like development, you know, when it comes to fighting against COVID. So, well, basically the vaccine is considered to be a milestone. It was... well, invented very quickly by scientists. It was developed extremely quickly. So I think that's why there is a lot of doubts. But still, well, I don't know. I trust it personally.
Personally, I trusted it as well. But I've heard, you know, because we've both been vaccinated. Vaccine, by the way, is the thing you get injected with against COVID-19. So we're waiting with Joanna to, you know, when we start, I'm waiting for my eyes to work as a flashlight, or I'm waiting to take my phone call without actually having to touch the phone.
Yeah, I want to pay with my hand, you know?
There you go. That's the thing I like the most.
I can't wait, but it's... I think it will be possible after the second dose. The first one wasn't that strong.
We need the second dose and 5G. Yeah. And all of this comes together then. Yeah, Bill Gates, he invented the whole thing.
Indeed.
And, and it's definitely going to work like this. So a milestone is this very important thing. So there were different milestones this year, like having, I don't know, 1 million people infected with the virus around the world was a milestone. Mm-hmm. Also, Poland having 2 million people vaccinated against COVID-19 was also a milestone. That's a cool word to know, not only in terms of, you know, it being connected to the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, like you can use for any important event, honestly. So, yeah.
All right, a milestone is the first one. Obviously, you will find all the words in the Quizlet.
Obviously.
Somebody's taking care of that, I know. All right, so we've been vaccinated, both of us actually on the show. So the show is COVID-19 free, although we're not in the same room still. We're still not in the same room, even though the quality of our recordings is so good. We're not in the same room. Okay, so my first word is actually a word that many of my students hesitate with because it's such a good friend and it's so similar to a Polish word. I mean, the one we use in Poland. And the thing I'm talking about is the quarantine. The quarantine, I mean, I don't think I need to translate it at all, It's just the pronunciation that, you know, causes people to hesitate because they're not sure if it's really that easy. And it's that easy, dear listeners. It's the quarantine. Okay, right. So quarantine is this word, vaccination, vaccinated, vaccine, milestone. Oh, lots of important words popping up here and there. So quarantine was my first word. And your second word, Joanna?
My second word is eligible. So when you're eligible...
Am I eligible to listen to this?
You're definitely eligible. So it means to have the right to do or get something when you meet the appropriate conditions. So why am I mentioning it in the COVID topic? Well, because not everyone is eligible for the COVID vaccine yet. So basically it started with the elderly, hospital workers, care home staff, teachers. So I think right now, it's already done with the teachers. I think it's finished.
I think it's been done, okay, so we were eligible, so we got vaccinated with
that's
AstraZeneca,
right.
Yeah? That's the that's the vaccine we've been given. All right, not to to keep the thing short and sweet, I'm gonna go with my second word. I was debating.
Please do,
I was debating whether to use contagious, which is like a negative word, because the virus this virus is highly contagious, so it infects people very, very quickly, and people get infected quickly. But I wanted to talk about something positive at the end, so I'd go with the word immunity. Right, so we get vaccinated to get immunity against the virus. And if you are immune to the virus doesn't see you, I think, metaphorically. That's how it works. Or your body cells, your cells, they kill the virus as soon as they see it. Immunity. Immunity is my word.
Immunity. Yeah. Now we are like 80%... immune to the virus.
80%? How do you know this?
I've got very smart friends who told me that you are in 80% immune to the virus after the first dose. So, well, we are pretty safe.
We're on the right track.
We are definitely on the right track. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. So, everything is going to be going to pop up on the, in the Quizlet, but anyway, I'd like to revise the words from today's lesson. Jesus, it's not a lesson, it's a podcast, man. So anyway, your
too
two
many
words,
lessons.
Too many lessons, it's the usual thing I say. Joanna, your two words?
So it was a milestone and eligible.
Eligible, okay. And mine were quarantine, okay, and immunity and kind of contagious.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Mentioned too. Anyways, so thank you very much for listening. This was Neo School English, a podcast in which we bombard you with super cool words and sometimes with super cool guests, but not today.
Thank you. But not today. Today is just us.
Today is just us, so but next time we'll have a guest, definitely. Next time, a guest.
Yep, I'm on it, actually.
Yeah, okay. All right, so thanks, bye.
Bye.